أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 78 and 79 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Ahle Kitab, or rather prohibited them from ghulu, that is excessive exaggerations insofar as the deen is concerned. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another ill of the Bani Israel. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks more about the ulama of the Bani Israel. In the hadith of Musnad Imam Ahmad and even Imam Abu Dawud rahimahumullah has narrated similar, that the Bani Israel violated the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time. And as they violated the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time, then the ulama, the pious ones, would begin to rectify or try to rectify and remind those that are sinning, breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are doing wrong, and inviting them back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who did wrong did not take heed. Those who were reminding stopped reminding, and then they began to join them, socialize with them, not join them in the ill as such, but sit and eat with them and entertain themselves with them. And in this way, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had merged their hearts. Two Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, specifically that Allah ta'ala mentions here, that these Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then cursed the Bani Israel. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, addressing this ummah, that those who do wrong should be rectified. In other words, we should rectify those who have broken the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one riwayat, when people commit zulm, when people are oppressive, then it is the responsibility of the others to stop the oppression. Otherwise, the oppression will become widespread. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this ayah, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, through a few verses. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى بَنِي مَرْيَمِ. Those who disbelieved from the Bani Israel were cursed on the tongues of Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. Some commentators, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahumullah and others, have stated this was that curse, that at that time that they had become apes when they disobeyed and broke the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Isa bani Maryam, and also at the tongue of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, the son of Maryam. When we look at it in reality, we will find that even to a great extent, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had also from time to time cursed the Bani Israel, and we find for various reasons Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also cursing the Bani Israel. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْ وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Not for any other reason. Was number one was that is because they were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ, and they transgressed the rules and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then over and above that, they were not wanting to listen, they were not wanting to abide by the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. Then they did not stop each other from the evil that they had been doing, although there was that initial attempt, but then for them that bosom friendship became greater than the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. And evil is what they did insofar as the ills, the wrongs that they had carried out. And then also that group, that had been stopping them, they also committed the sin by not continuing the work of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, commanding people to good and forbidding them from the evil and breaking the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaykum.